Hello again and welcome to Heart and Soul, playing the music of the church throughout the ages, from ancient hymns and songs to today's modern Christian music. Presenting your host for today, Carla Evans.
It's good to be with you today. On this program, we'll bring you hymns and songs of the faith, and David will be along later with a message to encourage and build you. Let's start with the David Winkler Choir and two selections, I Sing the Mighty Power of God. And we'll follow that with the Fanny Crosby composition, Praise Him, Praise Him.
Beautiful or handsome? You can change your outside appearance with products and makeovers if you have the available cash. But what about being beautiful on the inside as well? Would you like a beautiful personality or a handsome character? Maybe you feel that you have a pleasant personality already. But if, however, you think that your personality could do with a makeover, then don't despair. There is help for you. Though I've got to warn you, it won't be a quick fix. Jesus Christ wants to help you make the necessary changes to your life. He'll do a bit of spring cleaning here and there, and a bit of overall polishing up of your character. It'll take time, but the end product could be quite impressive. Jesus is in the business of making people beautiful inside. If you're interested, drop into your local Christian church sometime and ask how Jesus can help you make a difference.
Hey.
Next on Heart and Soul, we have the Coral Ridge Church Choir with the anthem of invitation, Come Christians, Join to Sing.
And soul.
See you.
Message Trinity.
None other than the great Keith Green and his version of Holy, Holy, Holy.
It's faster than a speeding jet. It can leap vast distances over space and time in a single second. It's able to bridge a span of over 80 years. What is it? Our memory. Consider the power our memory has. If well used, it's a great asset. It guards us from doing wrong or leads us back into the right path. But our memory can also cause us misery. It can become our jailer. Our memory can produce pain, guilt, and inner torment from our mistakes. God has a memory too. He remembers you and me even when we've forgotten Him. In the Bible, God says to those who trust Him, I will never forget you. I have written your name on the palms of my hands. God sees our pain and guilt. But He doesn't reject us. Instead, He sends us His Son, Jesus, who died to take away our guilt.
All My Hope on God is Founded is a well-known hymn, originally German, translated into English in 1899, and which established itself in the latter part of the 20th century. In 1899, the German words were translated into English by Robert Bridges, who would later become British Poet Laureate. He was, at the time, living in the Berkshire village of Yattendon, where he was choirmaster for the parish church of St. Peter and St. Paul. Disappointed with range of hymns available, he made his own collection, which he entitled the Yattendon Hymnal, and included this hymn. The hymn's popularity increased when its pairing with the tune Michael by the English composer Herbert Howells became more widely known. Howells' son, Michael, born in 1925, had died in childhood in 1935 from spinal meningitis. It is believed that shortly after this, in 1936, Howells received a request for a new hymn tune in the Morning's Post, and he is said to have written the tune, which he named after his late son, over breakfast. The choir of King's College, Cambridge, conducted by Stephen Cleobury, sings for us, All My Hope on Thee is Founded.
Thank you.
Heart and Soul.
Country flavour then, as Carol Baker brought us What a Friend We Have in Jesus. On Heart and Soul, here's the Gaithers with He Set Me Free.
Higher each day, darkness of night has drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground. Glory to God, I'm homeward bound.
He set me free, yes, he set me free, and he broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound by Jesus to see. For glory to God, he set me free.
Goodbye to sin and things that confound. Naught of this world shall turn me around. Daily I'm praying, I'm working too, and glory to God.
Set me free, and he broke the bonds of prison for me.
As the end of year looms, there are so many things competing for our time and attention. School students are facing their final exams, and the pressure for them to do well can be overwhelming. Trying to stay calm is difficult. Often little things become big things, and it's hard to keep our perspective. God never leaves us to cope on our own. He sees the big picture. Focusing on God can help us keep the little things just that, little things.
The King of Love, My Shepherd Is.
that is kind and true.
For memory has painted this perfect day with colors that never fade, and we find at the end of a perfect day the soul of a friend we've made.
This is Heart and Soul. Thanks for joining us.
Now it's time to hear from Heart and Soul regular speaker, the Reverend David Evans. Thank you, David.
Hello again, everyone. Good to be with you today. I want to speak to you for a few moments on facing up to life with the problems or maybe possibilities in your life. The main difference between people is not the facts they face, but the interpretation they give to the facts. A story is told of a shoe salesman who was sent on to an undeveloped country in Africa to open the territory. He wired back that there was no possibility of doing business there because no one wore shoes. The company sent another salesman to see if he could do better. In just a few days, they received an enthusiastic telegram with a big order and the message, "Possibilities unlimited. No one has shoes. Stand by for further orders." The difference was the way the two salesmen looked at the facts before them. Harry Emerson Fosdick once said, "Not so much what life brings to us in her hands, as what we bring to life in our spirits makes the difference between people." And this is illustrated by the experience of the 12 Israelite spies as they explored the Promised Land. Their purpose in spying was not to determine if the land could be taken. That had already been decided by God. It was to determine how best to accomplish that task. All found the land to be an exceedingly good land, flowing with milk and honey. All also saw the giants, the son of Anak, there. But Caleb and Joshua saw these giants in the light of God, and therefore were in no sense terrified by them. After all, when you see the hugeness of Almighty God, everything else is small by comparison. These giants represented only an opportunity to Caleb and Joshua. "They are bread for us," they declared with daring faith. But when the other 10 spies saw them, they were completely unnerved. "We were in our own sight as grasshoppers," they wailed pitifully, "and so we were in their sight." In other words, they agreed with our estimation of ourselves. The only contribution they could make upon their return was one of discouragement and despair. In fact, God had to postpone possessing the land until that generation had died. As you face up to life, will you see only the problems or will you see the possibilities? Well, sometimes we only see the problems of life. Like the 10 unfaithful spies, sometimes all we can see is the problems. We're a very problem-conscious age. We have a keen realization of our church problems, our social problems, our domestic problems, our international problems, and our individual problems, and you only have to listen to the news every day to understand that. We cannot just ignore these problems, however, but neither do we need to overemphasize them and become so conscious of them that we are paralyzed. This attitude towards life shows up all the time. For example, a person who is considering accepting Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord will reject him because he thinks he cannot live a godly life. A person looking at Christian stewardship doesn't tithe because he cannot understand how he can pay his bills and give a good offering too. A student who is getting serious about Christian commitment sees only the possibility of ridicule. A person who thinks about Christian witness fears being rebuffed. A person who is considering a mission or ministry project fears failure and therefore does nothing. Quite often, looking at the problems of life, we settle down and do nothing. This happened to Israel. It has been said that a wild duck on migration once came down into a barnyard. He liked it so well that he stayed, and in the autumn his companions passed overhead, and his first impulse was to rise and join them, but he had eaten too well and could rise no higher than the eaves of the barn. The day came when his old fellow travellers could pass overhead without his even hearing their call, and too often Christians who see the problems only are the same. Sometimes we can face up to life, on the other hand, and see the possibilities. Caleb and Joshua saw the possibilities because, unlike the other spies, they were not obsessed with the problems. What does it take to enable us to see the possibilities? Well, to see the possibilities in life, we need a sense of mission. Joshua and Caleb had a sense of mission about what they were to do. They went to find a way into the land, not to report the difficulties. And with a sense of mission, we can succeed. On the border at Kingston, Ontario, Canada, there's an old fort with guns pointing the wrong way. The story is that two forts were designed in England at the same time. One fort was for Kingston, Jamaica, and the other fort was for Kingston, Canada. By some military snafu, the plans got switched and the fort at Kingston, Canada is facing the wrong way. With no sense of mission and armed for the wrong things, people cannot see the possibilities of the life that they face. And to see the possibilities of life, we need a vision of strength as well as a sense of mission. A person's concept of himself has a lot to do with what he or she is and does. A person who thinks he or she is a failure will more than likely be a failure. As Jesus said, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. The 10 unfaithful spies saw themselves as grasshoppers before the inhabitants of the land. They considered themselves insignificant and too weak to act. But Caleb and Joshua didn't agree. "We are well able to overcome," they said. They had a vision of strength. In other words, they believed God. It's not by our strength, but by God's that we overcome. And if God approves a plan, he will provide the power to carry it out. Vance Havner tells of a dilapidated little shop whose owner was about to go out of business. The floor was unswept, the windows unwashed, and the goods in disorder because the proprietor was careless and untidy. One day the king came by, saw the wretched condition of the place, and said to the shopkeeper, "If you do as I say, I will let you put over the door the sign approved by the king." The proprietor gladly consented. Everything was changed. The floors were swept, the windows were washed, the goods were put in order. Soon customers began to come, and money rang in the till because over the door was written the approval of the king. So, if you want to see possibilities in life instead of problems, you've got to have a vision of strength. And the Lord is your strength. Trust in him. He will never let you down. And then, to see the possibilities of life, as well as having a sense of mission and a vision of strength, we need dependence on God. And I'm not putting that last because it's last in priority. I'm putting it last because the last thing a person often says is the thing that we remember the most. We need dependence on God. The real secret of Caleb and Joshua's view was dependence on God. knowing as much about the land and as much about the children of Israel as the other spies. If they depended on their own strength, they too would have been discouraged. But they were willing to depend on God. They believed God when he said, "I have given you the land." Notice how they expressed this dependence. They said, "If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, neither fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not." In other words, they said about their enemies, "We can eat them up. We can deal with them." Well, that's the story that's in the Bible. It's a story that's repeated over and over again because everyone that has ever been born on this planet faces situations which they either come up to as a possibility or a problem. Is it a need that you have? Well, the Word of God says, "My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Are you like the person that I said earlier in the message today, that you don't feel that you can become a Christian because you don't feel that you can live up to some kind of law or regulation or what others might expect of you, especially other Christians? Well, that's not what becoming a Christian is. You see, we don't become Christians in our own strength or by our own works. The Bible says, "By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And I don't care whatever situation comes up in your life, I believe you and God can handle it if you trust in him. So the question is, how will you face up to life? Life presents all of us with problems and possibilities. We can look at the problems and be defeated, or at the possibilities and move ahead. All depends on how we interpret life and whether we trust in God. Believe in him. How will you face up to the problems in your life at the moment? Turn them from problems into possibilities. Let the things that you feel will defeat you be the greatest source of your victory as you trust in the Lord. He wants it that way. He's made available that way. The greatest defeat of all, it seemed, was when Jesus was taken by the crowd and put on the cross and died. Jesus looked at that, and for a moment in the garden he cried out, "Lord, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me." You see, the enemy was trying to present it to him as a major problem, but he looked beyond that and he saw the possibilities, and he said, "Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone, but if it dies, it brings forth much fruit." Look what happened when Jesus turned the problem of Calvary into the glory of the resurrection. That's your heritage too, my friend, if you'll trust in him. If we can help you in any way, be free to write to us, or write to us anyway, and we'll be glad to hear from you, and we'll give you the address at the end of the program. May God bless you as you continue to listen to the great music here on Heart and Soul.
Hallelujah.
This is Heart and Soul, the music of the church throughout the ages, forming the link with the past of the faith.
Love.
From his first worship album, Michael W. Smith with Open the Eyes of My Heart. Before that, we had Don Marsh and his orchestra and chorus with How Marvelous, How Wonderful. Bouncing back to the old now, here's an old recording from England with brother and sister Elaine and Derek Thompson. They were born in Belfast on the 23rd of October 1948. They released an album of songs appropriate for children, and from the album, here's the version of their old song, I Am So Glad That Jesus Loves Me.
I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Though I forget him and wander away, still he doth love me wherever I stray. Back to his dear loving arms do I flee, when I remember that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Only one song I can sing, when in his beauty I see the great King. This shall my song in eternity be. Oh, what a wonder that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. If one should ask of me, how can I tell? Glory to Jesus, I know very well. God's Holy Spirit with mine doth agree, constantly witnessing Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me.
Heart and Soul.
From a CD by Rivers of Praise, and the song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. We hope you will. Also, make that a decision for yourself today. Well, that's all we have time for today. Ministry of the Word today was by David Evans, and I'm Carla Evans, your host.
If you've been blessed by Heart and Soul, why not drop us a line? Our email address is heartandsoulmusic@bigpond.com. We have a website. It's heartandsoul.org.au. Or you might like to write to this radio station in appreciation for them bringing us to you. Heart and Soul is an Australian program